Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. Well, our resident garden guru is back after his month-long trip across Europe. Of course, he couldn't avoid taking a look at some of the continent's spectacular garden offerings. Last time we spoke with Angus, he was getting ready to help out the Aussie contingent for the prestigious Chelsea Flower Show, which went on to win Best in Show for a first-time record in 100 years. But that's not all. Angus also visited some world-famous gardens of some famous impressionists. He joins us on the line. How are you, Angus?
I'm fighting.
I bet you are. How did it feel to be part of the winning garden at the Chelsea Flower Show?
Oh, it was an unbelievable experience, once in a lifetime, to be honest, because being the 100th anniversary show, I just thought there was no way they would give Best in Show to an Australian garden based entirely on native plants and very... a bush garden, really. I thought it would be all clipped box hedges and that sort of thing.
Explain to us a bit about the philosophy behind the winning design, and why do you think it caught the judges' attention?
Yes, well, there's a designer called Philip Johnson, who is from Melbourne, and he is passionate about bringing nature into people's gardens. And that was really is the concept behind all these gardens. And I think he just, basically, he did it so well that the judges just, I'll take my hat off to them for taking such a radical step. But I've noticed a trend in Chelsea over the last few years for the gardens, a lot of the gardens, to add more naturalistic elements like wildflower meadows and mm-hmm. the like. And I think what's behind it is things like the bee population in Europe is disappearing at the moment.
Oh, really?
Bees are in decline worldwide, and it's a big environmental issue because there's nothing to pollinate the crops.
Yeah. So what do they do to do that? How do they fix it?
Well, I guess they're working on building up their bee populations, but there's other things that are afoot. The Royal Horticultural Society is encouraging people to leave their wildflower meadows to grow, so not mow their lawns constantly through spring and let some of the flowers that encourage the bees persist in meadow situations, and to plant more plants that have what I'd call wild-type flowers, because mm-hmm. a lot of the flowers in English-type gardens are those big blousy roses that don't actually have any stamens anymore for the bees to gather pollen. They're just full of petals, and you know, there might be perfume, but they don't actually function as a proper flower anymore.
That's unbelievable when you think about it, isn't it?
Well, it is, and so there's a major swing back to that, and so I think the triumph of Philip's garden is to kind of show people that mm-hmm. in Australia we've developed a garden design style which is based pretty much entirely on bringing nature into the garden.
Now, you also went on to visit some famous garden impressionists. So what was it like walking into Monet's garden?
Oh, that was something spectacular as well. But I have to say that the area that was spectacular was around his house, which was full of garden beds of bulbs, such as tulips and all the different perennials and annual flowers, and mm-hmm. the colour combinations are just the thing that really catches your eye, the stunning. Every square inch is designed to give you some sort of colour theme. But it certainly was one of the highlights for me.
Well, Angus, thank you for joining us on the show. Thanks for the insight. Congratulations on the Chelsea thing. That's a cool thing, and one of those things that you'll, once in a lifetime, once in 100 years.
Indeed, indeed. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.